ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षु मिलितांगेना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीकृष्ण मनोहिष्यं पापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सुपदां। ඒ කෘෂ්ණ කරුණා සිංහෝ දීනවන්ද ජගත්පතේ ගෝපීස ගෝපිකාකාන්ත රාධාකාන්ත නමස්තුති සප්තකාන්තන ගෞරාණී රාධී වෘන්දාවනේශ්වරි බ්‍රහ්මවානුසුතේ දේවි ප්‍රණවාමි හරිප්‍රිය හරේ කෘෂ්ණ හරේ කෘෂ්ණ 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 හරේ 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 රාම හරේ රාම 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 හරේ හරේ. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I thank you very much for joining us in this evening for chanting together Hare Krishna. The Sankirtan movement is a prescribed performance in detail. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 9th chapter, 5th verse, there is a statement that Krishna Varnam Kisa Krishnam Sangha Pandasya Parthadam Jagdain Sankirtanai Pravi Jaganti Hishumeya. Sumedhasa, the Sanskrit word means intelligent person. Medhas means brain avastha. One has got very good brain avastha. The brain avastha, according to psychology, there is different brain substance, not the brain substance equally, of equal worth in every man's brain. You know, you are all educated students, psychology students. In our boyhood, when you are a student, in psychology class, Dr. Atwood explained the brain substance. The man has got the highest brain substance, not all, up to 64 ounces. An old man has got the highest up to 36 or 34. Of course, we are not discussing that point. Our movement is a spiritual movement, Krishna consciousness. That is beyond brain. Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyapha Paramana. Manasastu Paro Buddhi. So, there are different platforms and status of consciousness. Bodily consciousness means sensual consciousness. Above that, there is mental consciousness. Speculative, philosophical, poetic, above that intellectual consciousness, and Krishna consciousness above intellectual consciousness. So, the recommendation is, there was a topic between Maharaj Nini and great sages called nine sages. Nava Yogindra. Nava means nine. Yogindra means mystic yogi. So they were talking and Maharaj Nini quoted the different incarnations in different ages. And Chamas Muni was replying. In that reply he said that in the Kali Yuga, this is called Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga has begun about 5,000 years ago. So he said, in the Kali Yuga, the process of self-realization is Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan. Sankirtan means bahuvi-militva. When congregational chanting is done, that is called Sankirtan. So, in this age, the Sankirtan movement is governed. There is no question of what is your religion, what is my religion. Everyone can join in the Sankirtan movement without any discrimination. That is the recommendation. Yajna hi Sankirtan, this is also yajna. Sacrifice. You are sacrificing some time, your valuable time, in joining with us to perform the Sankirtan movement. That is a sacrifice. And sacrifice means to please the Supreme Personality of God. Yajna. Yajna is the name of the Supreme Personality of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, yajnārtha karma. Annatra karma bandhana. Whatever you have to act on the basis of pleasing the Supreme Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavad there is another verse that atapundi dhigasraisa varnasama vivharasa. Sānuṣṭhitaṣṭha dharmaṣṭhā saṁsiddhi haritodhanam. The Śrīta Gosvāmī is addressing the largest pages assembled in a place called Naisāraṇya. That place is still existing in India, in northern India. It is very old place. Now the place is named Nimsāra, but its original name is Naisāraṇya. In that Naisāraṇya meeting, the president, so Śrīta Gosvāmī, addressed the Brahmin, he said, atapurudhi vijatresha. Vijatresha means in that assembly, the high-class Brahmins, very intelligent class of men, they assembled. So he addressed them by the learned scholars, Brahmins, the beauty of the human society. Atapurudhi vijatresha. Varnasana vibhāra. The duties are different according to different divisions of social order and spiritual order. That is Vedic civilization. There are four kinds of social order and four kinds of spiritual order. The social orders are the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras are the intellectual class of men. Brahmin means intellectual class of men. One who devotes his life only in studying Vedas and acquiring knowledge and distributing them. Every time, in every age, there is a class of men who has intellectual class. So the intellectual class of men is called Brahmin. And the next class, the administrative class, those who take part in politics or administration of the state, government, they are called Kshatriyas. The actual meaning of Kshatriya is one who protects a man from being harmed by others. That is called Kshatriya. That is the business of the administrators, government. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, then Vaishyas means productive class, who are interested in producing things for consumption by the people. Mercantile class, industrialists, they are called Vaishyas. And the last class, fourth class, they are called Shudras. Shudras means that they are neither intellectual, not administrative, not industrial or mercantile, but they can serve others. That's all. So, it is said the fellow Sudra Samava. In the modern age, people are being taught in the universities to become Sudra. Neither Brahmins, nor Kshatriyas, nor Vaishyas. Generally. Because after education, they will have to seek after some service. He becomes a great technologist. And unless he gets a good job, his whole education is fine. You see? So therefore, in the Vedic Shastra, it says, in these days, people have almost all Sudras. Kalo Sudra Samana. So, the president of that meeting, Suta Goswami, said that it doesn't matter whether one man is Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Sudra. This is social order and then spiritual order. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanyas. Brahmachari means student. Unmarried student without any sex life. That is Brahmachari. And then Grihastha, household. Those who are living with wives and children, they are called householders, Grihastha. Then Vanaprastha, retired person. And then Sanyas, after retirement, one dedicates his whole life for preaching word, preaching Krishna consciousness. That is sannyas order. So this is, these four divisions are in the spiritual order and the other divisions are in the social. Human society without these eight divisions, means social divisions and spiritual divisions, it is not called civilized. They must have. Therefore, Sudha Goswami says, the social orders are there, and the spiritual orders are there, and each and every order, there are prescribed duties. A Brahmin, they are engaged in such and such things. His Brahmacharis are engaged in such and such things. His Kshatriyas are engaged there. Different prescribed duties. Now, Sudha Goswami says that Varnashrama Vibhaga, there are divisions of duties and divisions of social and spiritual order. That's all right. But how one can understand that by executing his duties, he is going to be part of perfection? Everyone should be confident that whatever he is doing for the perfection of life. That should be the aim of. In the modern education system, not only education system in every field of life, practically we do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. Nate vidhu sarthakate hi Vishnu. Durasayade bhajiratthamane. They do not know what is the goal of life. The goal of life is Vishnu as the Supreme Lord, or God. That one has to understand what is the Supreme Lord, what is absolute truth, what is my relationship with Him, and what is my duty towards Him. These things have to be known, and one has to adjust his life in that. So Sudha Goswami says, never mind, in whatever order one may be situated, the perfection is samsiddhi hetusana. Atavarnasama vibhagata vidatyesha samsiddhasya dharmasya. One should try to test how my duties are being perfectly done. That one has to see. So that perfection is recommended, haritosaram, whether by your duty, by your action, the Supreme Lord is satisfied. Krishna, you want to satisfy in the school colleges, you want to satisfy our professors, teachers, principals, or as good citizens, you want to satisfy our government, or similarly, we have to satisfy someone. That is the perfection. The highest perfection is to satisfy Paritosanam. Pari means the supreme law, and Tosanam means satisfaction. Whether by your work and duty, discharging your duty, the supreme law is satisfied. That is your perfection. But this is very rare thing. At the present moment, practically nobody has any information what is his relationship with God or what is God. Practically they are declaring God is dead and I am God, you are God, everyone is God. These things are all very wild, there is no God, there is no control. So many things are going on. That is the disease of this present age. And this moment is practically against this idea of godlessness. This Krishna consciousness moment. The whole idea of this Krishna consciousness moment is to fight against the idea of godlessness. So, the Bhagavad Gita is that. We are fighting in two ways. One way is that we chant Hare Krishna. Very simple thing. Everyone can chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting this movement, by this vibration, gradually, one's heart, which is so contaminated, that he is denying the existence of God, will be gradually simplified or clarified. Seva Darsana Mahajana. Just like the mirror, when it is overcast with dust, you cannot see your face nicely. But if you clear the dust, you can see clearly. Similarly, our this disease, denial of God, God is dead, there is no God, I am God, you are God. Such kind of consciousness is due to covering a material dust on the mirror of our heart. The shape of Dharpana Mahajan, he could simply join these transcendental vibrations. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You don't require any qualification. And you don't require that you have to become an intellectual man or an administrator or a productive man or a clever man, whatever you want. You be situated in your place, but you try to chant the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The result will be that your heart, the dust on the mirror of your heart will be gradually cleansed. And when it is completely cleansed, then you will understand that you are not this body. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadharani Nibbatam. All the problems of our life, whatever you may say, social, political, religious, and whatever, there are so many problems. The whole material world is full of problems. That these problems are compared just like bathing fire in the forest. Just like in the forest, there is fire, nobody can check. Although nobody goes to the forest to set fire, it takes automatically. Similarly, in this material existence of life, we do not want any problem, but problems are created. Just like automatically there is fire in the forest, without our endeavor, similarly, material problems are created automatically. By our dealings, by our behavior, So, if you try to do Hare Krishna mantra, the first result will be that you will understand your real constitutional position, for which many great mystics, sages and saints are meditating what I am. That's the procedure of spiritual realization will be the first installment, the prophet. You'll understand that on Brahmasmi, I'm not matter, I'm spirit soul. And as Vedas is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, as soon as one is self-realized, that is called Brahma Bhuta. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of the absolute truth. This realization is called Brahma realization. And as soon as you come to the platform of Brahma realization, then the result will be Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. He will be joyous. He will be free of all anxiety. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. That is the sign. It is not that simply I am advertised that I am self-realized, but my behavior will show whether I am self-realized or not. Everything is stated in the Vedic literature that a Brahma Bhuta person, a self-realized person, the symptom of the self-realized person is that he is joyous. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, without any anxiety. This materialistic life means full of anxiety, all. And spiritual life means without anxiety. Just the opposite. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. And what is the symptom of being joyful? That is also said. Na sutu, na kaamatu. There is no lamentation for loss. And there is no hankering for gain. Everyone in this material world is hankering after some gain. And if he has got some gain, if it is lost, then he is lamenting. Oh, I have lost so much. So these two business, hankering, when we do not possess, we hanker. And when we possess, it is lost because everything, the material waves are such that whatever we possess, we shall lose it. We have got this nice body, one day we have to lose it. Everything, we possess and lose, possess and lose. Therefore, the punapunatya, the same thing, repeated, gaining and losing, and lamenting and hankering, lamenting and hankering. This is the position of material life. So, the Bhagavad Gita says, that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nakosati Nakang. As soon as you come to that platform, Prasanna, joyfulness, then Samasarvesu Bhutesu. The next stage is that you look everyone on the same level. There is no distinction between black and white or the Indian or American or Russian or this or that. No. Panita Samadarshan, one who is actually learning, he sees everyone on the same level of spiritual understanding. So, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Nakanthati Samasarvesu Bhutesu. This is the stage of acquiring Krishna consciousness. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Nakanthati Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madhvakti Lavati Param. Then he comes to the standard of Krishna consciousness, a platform of Krishna consciousness, when he can begin his duty in transcendental loving towards the Absolute. And when he begins that activity, that spiritual activity, then we can understand Bhakti Amava Bhujanati, what is God? These are the states. He cannot understand by his speculative method. God is unlimited, and we are very limited. Our knowledge illimited, because our senses, the instruments by which we acquire knowledge, that is imperfect and limited. Just like my eyes, I cannot see perfectly. I cannot see the eyes. I cannot see the distances, although I am very proud that I want to see face to face. But what you can see? What is your value of your instrument? See, that is imperfect. Therefore, we cannot get perfect knowledge by this imperfect sense. By sense perfection, by direct utilization of our senses, we cannot get perfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge you can get when your senses have been purified to the perfection. Then you can. That stage is Brahma-bhuta prasanna. When you are on the Brahma-bhuta, or spiritual self-realization platform, then your senses are purified and you can see things in two perspectives, and at that stage you can see God also. You can talk with God. Just like the Brahma Sanghita is stated, Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Padaiva Ridayeti Vilopayanti. Most of you know the yoga. The yoga system means to see the Supreme Person or the Absolute Truth or the personality of God and Vishnu within your heart. That is the perfection of yoga. Dhyanavastitatatatena manasa apasthanti dhyanavastitatatena by meditation. One can see. So, this perfection, I say, can be achieved when you are in the Brahma-bhuta state, Brahma-realization state. So, Lord Caitanya says that if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, the first installment of your game will be that your heart, which is contaminated now with so many materialistic dust, it will be clean. And next stage will be Bhava Mahama Dabhavi Nidbhavam. That means you realize yourself that I am not this matter, I am soul, and my relationship with God is this, God is like this, and gradually you develop your love for God. You have got that love. Dormant love is there. But because we do not know what is God, because we do not see the beauty of God, because we do not know the mercy of God, therefore our love has been forced, placed in the God. Instead of God, we have placed our love on God. So, we have to simply change. Our love is distributed in the matter in so many ways. That will not make me happy, because I am not matter. I am a spirit soul. I have to transfer my love towards the Supreme Spirit God. Then I will be happy. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a process by which you can transform your love from matter to God. Yes. You have got love, but you are being frustrated. You are being frustrated. You are being baffled. Your love is not placed in the proper place. Therefore, we have to make our choice where I shall place my love. Then I will be satisfied. That is replying in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Bunsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokhade. Ahitadiya Pratihata Jyatma Supratir. Atma, self, everyone is seeking after peacefulness of Atma, of self. So this is the fact
recommended.
Not recommended, it's the fact that Savai Punsa Parodha, in whatever occupation you are situated, it doesn't matter. You have to see simply whether by your occupation the Supreme Lord is satisfied or your love for the Supreme Lord is increased. That is the test of perfection. And when your love is increased in that way, and hope for it, ahamkuti, without any cause, without any reason, and apratihata, without any impediment, then you see dayatma suprasivati, your atma is fully satisfied. Swami Siddhartha, by the Lord, I am now fully satisfied, I have no more any demand. The material world, material life means simple demand. Increasing the demand, that is the modern way of life, increasing artificial demand and being practiced. That is our life. But if you want satisfaction, not frustration, not happiness, then increase your love for God. And the process is very simple. Recommended in this way. You haven't got to perform any severe austerity, penance, you have got to go to the forest, or Himalayan mountain, or you have to do this, or nothing. You be situated in your place, whatever you may be. But if you simply chant this mantra, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, you gradually develop. Your first installment will be that your heart will be cleansed of all material contamination. Then you will be situated on the Brahma Buddha state, prasannatma, joyfulness, without being joyful. You cannot understand what is God. If your mind is disturbed, always, or you cannot meditate, neither you can understand what is God, what is God. It's important. Therefore, we have to accept any process which can make me joy. That is said in the Bhagavatam, simply we were not chanting by sentiment. We have got enough literature, philosophy, background. It's not that we are sentimentally. But this is a fact. That if you simply, you do not require to eat all you research. If you can, it is very good. But if you have no time, simply chant these 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Make an experiment. We are not charging anything. We are not cheating you that give me some $50 or $20, I'll give you some serious mantra. No. It is often, you can say, everyone can say, everyone who is chanting, you can chant with us and practice it, and there is no hard and fast rules and regulations. You can chant anywhere, anywhere, whether you are in the college, whether you are on the street, whether you are sleeping, lying, or whatever, you can chant, because God has given you this tongue, and you can chant. And this Hare Krishna mantra, a dog or cat cannot chant, although he has got the tongue. So, you have got the facility. By God's mercy, you have got the facility to chant the holy name of God. If you think that Krishna is Indian God's name, actually it is not an Indian God's name. Krishna never claims that he is Indian or Hindu. He has read Bhagavad Gita. He claims everyone exists. Not only human society, the animal society, bird society, beast society, plant society, aquatic society, all. Sarva-yoni. Sarva means all. Yoni. Yoni means species of life. Everyone, all living entities. Krishna says, Krishna must be. It is God. He must claim that. That the material nature is their mother. And I am their father. So Krishna is for everyone. Not that don't think that Krishna is for the Indian or for the Hindus. No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is for everyone, for the human being, for the animal self. So, if you feel that Krishna is belonging to some particular country or religion, then you can chant your own way. If in your religion, in your scripture, there is any God's name, you can chant that also. Our only propaganda is that you increase your love of God. And the simple process is to chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no charge for it. There is no loss on your part. There is no inconvenience on your part. At any moment, at any place, there is no restriction. So, why don't you take advantage of this great boon to the human society? So, the Krishna consciousness movement is not any sectarian movement. It is practically postgraduate movement of all religions. Any religion, they have got some idea of God. But here you are explaining, what is God? How great He is? How you can establish your relationship with Him? These things are there. So, any religious person, or any person, without being religious, anyone joins with us in the Sankirtan movement, he lies in the sublime. And our way for him, very simple, he pledged before you to judge and join with us. That is our request. Thank you. Any question? Yes?
Two parts of it. The first, they church on singing and dancing to some extent resembles the rock music that appeared in the Western world within the last 5 years. Very notably, the Beatles song last year, Hey Jude, in the second part, is very similar in feeling to this. The second, which is quite remote, but there is a connection. Your message is similar in some way to the message of evangelical or fundamentalist teachers in Christianity. Taking the name of Jesus Christ and excluding everything else and then complaining about Jesus Christ. Would you please comment, please?
Yes, that's very nice. We completely agree. We say that chant the holy name of God. The vibration, the sound which you chant, that must be the holy name of God. Then it is all right. It doesn't matter what is the language. Language has nothing, no significance. But this word Krishna, he considers the transcendental vibration, because all great saints and acharyas, they chanted, especially Lord Chaitanya, as I explained from Srimad Bhagavata, Krishna Varnam Tisakati. Krishna Varnam, Krishna Varnayati. Lord Chaitanya was always chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Therefore he called Krishna Varnayati, Krishna Varnayati. Tisakati. By complexion, he is not black. Krishna was black, but Lord Chaitanya, he was golden color. So, Krishna Vandana Kisha Krishna, Sangha Panga Saparsada, always associated by color. Jabbin Sankirtana, chanting and dancing with Krishna's name. Jagant Isumedasa. This form of the Lord should be worshipped by persons who are interested. So, if you follow the method evangelist, that is also the demand of this method, the business should be that we must realize this, in this human form of life, what is our relationship with God. If we fail to do that, then we are misusing this human form. In the Bhargava Upanishad it is said, Hetat Vidityaja Prayatisa Brahman. Hetat Avidityaja Prayatisa Kripan. Brahmana. Brahmana means broad-minded, liberal. So one who, everyone is God. The cats and dogs and human beings, everyone is God. But the Bhargava Upanishad says, that if one dies after understanding the science of God, then he's perfect. He's Brahman. He's like the brother, Mahatma. And if one dies without understanding the Kripana means mind. Maya means, suppose if I got billions of dollars, cannot utilize it, it is simply wasted, then you are Kripa, mind that you do not know how to spend money. Similarly, we have got this body which is worth not millions, trillions, and more than that. What we can, because we can realize in this life what is our relationship with God, what is God, you can understand. But if we don't do that, simply we waste our time in sense gratification, then we are Kripana, Maya, we are losing our opportunity. So these things are there. So in whatever way you like, either this evangelistic way or this way or that way, try to understand what is God and what is your relationship with God, and try to, in you hope your government tribe of God, then you will like it. That is our nature. If you have got your own method, that's all right, you get it. Other you are giving this method, very simple, you get it. Your life is better. Very honest. Yes.
They suffer for three identifiable reasons. Economic exploitation, racism, kinds of social structures, militaristic power. And it seems that somehow we must be able to do something to attack those kinds of evil substances in the world, other than calling the man to chant artificial of the word which is destructive.
That is automatically solved. If you chant, if you come to the God consciousness, those things will be automatically solved. Just like if you get $1,000,000, then your $50 business will be automatically solved.
Yeah, I guess I didn't believe that.
No, believe in practice.
I think, and the reason I don't believe that, I think, because history is so different. History is so different. There's people who have managed to achieve freedom for themselves, not achieved it by doing something
like that. I refer to only... You can find the history that there was dancing of Hare Krishna. Is there any history?
I would say chanting only Hare Krishna during a similar
time. What is that similar
time? Well, in Russia, the 19th century, there were people who were religious, who traveled, exercised, chanting, who were in Hare Krishna. It was quite common. And I would assume that the similar kind of teaching was they did not. That the only problem I see is that this, I don't think this was solved in very basic results.
So do you think that Russia has solved in that question? That the problems, all problems are solved?
I would say that in 1917, the state of the Russian peasants was fundamentally tested by the revolution.
So did we see in the previous time again, between the wars again, so you think like adopting the Russian method people have become very happy?
No.
So we manufacture something. This material world is like that, problematic. That I've already explained, just like the blazing fire. So the answer is given in the Bhagavad Gita. The Gita Gunamayi Mamumayana Durutaya. In this material world, the onslaught of the material nature is very, very severe. Nobody can surpass it. In some way or other, it will come in a different form. The problem will not be solved. So the problem can be solved, as is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Māmi vada prapadyante māyā mītāṁ karanti. When one surrenders unto God, Krishna, then he can surpass this onslaught of material nature. So, that is the real remedy. Unfortunately, people does not take that process. But if anyone accepts this process, his problems are solved. That is a fact. That is a fact. But you do not expect that everyone can accept this process. But if anyone can accept this process, at least his personal problems will be solved. But it is the duty of such God-conscious persons to distribute the message. If anyone likes, he can take, he can solve his problem. And if he does not take, that business is his own business, what can he do? But any material method, either the Russian method or American method or Indian method, anything materialistic method, that cannot solve the material problem. That is a fact. If you want to solve all the problems, then you have to invoke your government doctrine. There is a solution. There is no other solution. Yes.
I was wondering how important the choice of words are for the chanting. And if perhaps if you just count the 10 in your mind for out loud and thought of a lot of work as well.
Could you just count numbers and think about God, and that would work just as well. And think as names important.
Count one.
Could you just count 1, 2, 3, 4, and that would work just as well?
Well, that is not possible, of course. But as soon as stop counting, you can chant. That's not the reason. Yes.
What is consciousness?
Consciousness is very difficult to understand. Now, you are talking, and when you don't talk, you lie down, people will say, this man has become unconscious. So, this is the distinction when you are in full knowledge of things, that is consciousness. It is not difficult to understand. Sometimes teachers say to the students, speak conscientiously, with attention. So when our full attention is there, full absorption, full concentration of the mind, that is consciousness. And another way of consciousness is the feeling which is spread all over your body, just like I think about your head or any part of your body, you feel, that is not. But when this body is dead, or when you are out of this body, He takes chop off your body. There is no consciousness. That is the distinction between consciousness. Avinasi tu padvibhi jena sarva mudam patam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the consciousness is stated avinasi. Avinasi means cannot never die, always be. Avinasi tu padvibhi. You just try to understand that thing without always living. What is that? Jena sarvam idam tatam. By which your whole body is spread. That is, anywhere of your body, that consciousness is spread. And that substance, consciousness, is always being. When you leave this body, this consciousness goes to another body. Just like the air passes, the flavor, the air carries from one garden to another place. Similarly, this consciousness will carry you to another body after you die. After you leave this body, just like we are changing our consciousness also, some carrying consciousness to boyhood, to youthhood. In other words, the consciousness is telling me how the body is changing. Similarly, when you change this body, the consciousness will tell you to another body. That consciousness is always living. It is never dead. So much explanation we have got. Because they don't take it. That's your independence. If you like, then take it. If you don't like, you don't take it. There are so many things. If you like, you take it. If you don't like, you don't take it. And there's no enforcement. Every individual soul has got little independence. Not full independence. That can be used properly, that can be misused. That depends on me. I am the master. So similarly, just like the government, does not force anybody to go to the criminal department. Neither government forces anybody to come to the university. It is your individual liberty to become criminal or high standard scholar. Comes to be his choice. He has got the freedom. He may be Krishna conscious, or he may be material conscious. If he is material conscious, he will never be happy. If he becomes Krishna conscious, he will be all over. Now it is up to you whether to accept this or that. There are many boys who can have the translation. And we have got our translation in many our literature, in our paper, Back to Godhead, in many books. We have got many books. So translation is there. We are simply publishing so many English translations. So there is no scarcity of translation. Yes? What do you think? What do you think? Happy or not happy? What is your opinion? If I say false, how do you believe? If I say false, I am happy. Will you believe it? If I say falsely, I am happy, Did you get it?
If you were American, how would you say the chant? In other words, I don't know if that makes sense, but what would it mean to you? How would you say it in English?
English is not the
Sanskrit. These words are Sanskrit. You want to know if they were English, what would they be?
Well, proper names cannot be translated, you know that. Suppose if your name is John, and if I come from India, I cannot translate into Indian language. I have to speak John. You see? Just like people say, Swami Bhaktivedanta. Is there any translation Bhaktivedanta Swami? Proper noun is never translated, that everyone knows. But the meaning can be translated. So we have a translation of the meaning. What is this Hare Krishna mantra mean? But so far, chanting is concerned, that if we call you, your American boy, Mr. John, so I'll have to call you Mr. John. I cannot translate it into Sanskrit and call.
Yes.
Well, that is a very important thing. If you read Dr. George Barnett's book, you are what you eat. You see? So, if you eat like human beings, then you can increase your qualities of human beings. If you eat like cats and dogs, you increase the quality of cats and dogs. So we must have discrimination what we eat. That is there in the human form. Eating is there. But everything is there. Even stool is there by a certain kind of animal. But that does not mean that stool has to be eaten by human beings. Human being must have discretion. What kind of food will be just suitable for my health, for my intelligence, for my breath? So these things are prescribed. If you eat things which are in goodness, they are prescribed in the Vedic literature. There's fish, rice, sugar, milk products, vegetables, fruits. These things are in goodness. So if you want to increase your quality of goodness, that is required for God realization. Unless you are situated in the quality of goodness, you cannot be promoted to the higher platform. So your eating should be arranged within this group. Rice, wheat, sugar, milk products, vegetables and fruits. In your country, you have got enough nice grains, nice fruits, enough supply of milk, butter, so there is no question of accessing any other food. You can access foodstuffs within this group and become healthy and good grain, good conscience, you can engage yourself in God consciousness, that is possible. So therefore, discrimination is the best part of it. We should discriminate. What kind of food we should eat? We cannot eat anything and anything. That discrimination must be there.
Not because they believe the college and the college themselves
Okay. In the beginning, I said that there is no question of changing your position. In whatever position you are, either you are a student or an employer or something else, you can chant Hare Krishna and realize yourself. We don't recommend that you change your position. That is not our advantage. But if you can fully devote it and to consciousness, that's very nice. But don't be physical. There will be a mature platform when you can do that. Just like I was a family man, I was living with my family, I got my wife, sons, daughters, grandchildren. So, in this old age, I left them. So, I'm not in difficulty, although I am alone, I came in your country alone. That's a long history. So, that dependence on God, when you actually develop, then you can give up everything, depend only on God. But don't be by Him. No, that will not be. You stay in your position, realize yourself, then time will come when God will disturb you. You can do. Become free from all of these. So please join with us in the kirtan. Thank you. paramahansa parivrata vichara sudara sada samana vata siddhanta sada sada yushanam purvajiya anta puri vashnamin vatiya amatyaka sudahya khaputiya bahu sri vishnu jai janna brahmanistananda sudar jaita galadhar suvathadi gohur bhaktin vatiya राधा कृष्ण गोपना शाम राधा कृष्ण की जय धन की जय राम धाम की जय श्री धाम की जय नारायण की जय नारायण की जय श्री देवी की जय देवी की जय श्री भक्त की जय All glories to the heavenly Lord. All glories to the heavenly Lord. All glories to the heavenly Lord. Thank you very much. Chant, dance, eat nicely, and realize God.
Krishna,